This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I've been saying for a while that there's a lot of things that haven't come to the forefront as far as the way the government's being run, the way the Democrats have been running things, the way that, and the Democrats are the establishment. They got media. They got most of the courts. They got academia. I guess they got sports. They got entertainment. They have all of these cities that are smoldering right now. They're all run by Democrats. So when they say there's systemic things going on, well, maybe to a certain degree there is. And these issues that sort of define this election haven't come forward yet. But they, well, not entirely, because they're out there right now. They've been out there in plain sight. It's just that the media has kept it out of your eye. They haven't been distilled down to where you can see what they are just yet. But it's here now, on a silver platter. Not Hunter Biden. This Hunter Biden laptop story simply leads us to the issue. The word. One word that rules them all, and in the darkness binds them together. Corruption. And there it is. That's the issue. To begin with, you have the corrupt family Biden. They've been scamming us and our system well up for almost 50 years. The man is supposedly worth over $250 million. How's that possible? On the salary of a person that served in the federal government for 47 years? It's not. It is not possible. Even if he saved every dime he'd ever made. So where did his wealth come from? Well, it didn't come from him being a brilliant businessman. He's never been in business. Enter Hunter's laptop. We now know that this is a family steeped in crime and corruption. Old Corn Pop appears to be a washing money kicked back to him by his family members who have grifted off of his reputation for years. Hunter's laptop has betrayed all of this and more, much like Al Capone's bookkeeper. Who would have thought Capone would have been destroyed so completely by a set of crooked books? Such delicious irony. And who would have known that this would become the October surprise of all October surprises? Corruption. Full grown. Oozing its way into America. It's everywhere on the left. The Biden family, the Clintons, the Democratic Party, the FBI, the CIA, the fake stream media, the tech giants. It's a full-out plague. Aided and abetted by their demonic philosophy, all of them gone astray. All of them corrupt. The New York Post story has been out there for about a week now. The Democrat media complex has ignored it entirely. The tech giants went into overdrive, removing all evidence from their platforms, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a whole lot of them, covering up a story that deserved universal distribution and condemnation. And instead, they covered up the most damning story to their side, their chosen side. All of them colluded to bury this mounting evidence of wrongdoing. How far the mighty have fallen and continue to fall. What's the word for media establishment that won't report this story? What's the word for the FBI having this laptop for almost a year, watching dispassionately as the Democrats impeach Trump with hard evidence in their hands of his innocence and of the Biden's guilt. What's the word? What's the word for the above group of bad actors colluding to forward the Russia lies for almost 3 years? What's the word for Director Ray's involvement? What's the word for a CIA director not releasing documents of the Russia hoax, documents that have been available for a long time? What's the all-encompassing word that has been revealed at the heart of these colluding to hide the truth from America that deserves to know? That word is corruption. This is an issue that's not going to go away. All the attempts to deep six the truth here are failing, and they're failing miserably. It's causing a slow walk of information to drip out to the public. First, the stories of Ukraine, then the stories of the drugs, then the sex problems and the Chinese stories, the stories of kickbacks to pop. It's as if the smartest people in the world colluded to destroy themselves by purposely and unanimously excluding all information concerning the story from the public. Smartest people in the world actually believe they can be successful in spiking one of the biggest stories to pop up in any American election cycle. Their hubris is so advanced, so viral, that they can't see what they've done to themselves. They really believe they're going to have a cork on this. Keep it there. The derogatory phrase for the establishment has been the swamp. How bad is this? How deep is this? How criminal is this? How horrifying is it to find out that the vast amount of corruption and collusion is so many of our institutions and corporations? Are you furious yet? Because this is definitely infuriating. These are the most powerful among us, all rich, all corrupt, all once respected by Americans of all stripes, and here in one fell swoop they reveal themselves to the average American. All arrogant bullies, all deceitful liars, as evil as anything we've seen in our generation. They have revealed themselves as the cabal of darkness. Terrible motives, terrible actions, virtually unforgivable in what they've done, but they failed to finish. And due to the hubris of the cabal, the expose will be slow-walked until the election. Today, Trump had an exchange with reporters where he said Biden was a criminal. This shocked the corrupt media. Reverberations rocked the corruptosphere. The lion had roared. There's no way the corruptosphere keeps this lid on this. There's also no way all these corrupt actors go back to their solemn pledge to one another. They're all bound together. They're stuck with each other. And this is going to overwhelm them. As this goes into the debate, as this careens into voting, as this careens into Election Day, the ultimate narrative will be set. The doomsday clock will start. All the corrupt actors will be pointed out. All of them will rue the day they couldn't get rid of Donald Trump. That means they couldn't get rid of you. And he above most anyone knows just how corrupt these people are. He above anyone knows how to handle them. He above all knows what's all coming out in the next weeks. And it's going to be an avalanche of material. It's going to be a number of fires, even Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the DNC, the Bidens, the media, the corrupt government officials, the whole shooting match. None of them are going to be able to handle this. If they all overtly held emergency meetings with each other, they'd never stop the flood. When Trump roared, you know he had one of his famous moments, that moment when he knows how and when to bring this to a head. Because Trump builds narratives. He's Trump the Destroyer. And he's going to unleash hell on these people. And anyone who's seen him operate knows this is his time. This is the beginning of the end of the swamp, or should I say the sewer. This is where it begins. And this is the kind of chaos these smartest people in the world ever haven't seen before. Algorithms are not going to help them. Censorship will not help them. It will be a rushing, mighty wind coming to destroy all of those who didn't understand that their corruption could be turned around and faced upon them. And it's going to be epic. Corruption will be their end. It's just a matter of time. And unbeknownst to them, they don't see it coming yet, but Trump's got 4 more years coming to do it in. On November the 5th or 4th, he will unleash hell. And all these things that we've been saying all along about this and that, it will actually begin to happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Okay, we got another debate coming up, and I'm sort of wondering why the president is going to go in there into another leftist kill zone. I know he's fearless, but we seem to be, right now we're firing on all cylinders now. Why would we create a chance to disrupt the glide path to victory? And then there's the, we're going to talk about this cat from CNN on the Zoom call, just because that caught my eye, and I'm just like, did we not know that's something you don't do? But anyway, that's all beside the point. Kristen Welker is a Democrat operative who has completely changed the focus of the debate, unilaterally shifting the topics from foreign policy to all the things that Grandpa Badfinger's folks want him to talk about. I don't think the president should do the debate, but what do I know? Betting against Trump's cunning is a losing proposition, as President Pantsuit can testify to between the gulps of Chardonnay that she's drinking out of that box that she bought at Trader Joe's. Welker proposes to waste our time and set up dingers for Hoover's PA on Paul on subjects like the climate hoax and race in America, as if Trump hadn't decried white supremacy 100 times already. Now, Trump can totally turn the tables on this and use a climate hoax question to point out how Scamalous Quarry wants to render a million Pennsylvanians unemployed. But Kristen Crowley will leap in to block for her quarterback, and the idea is that she will let Trump win is a hunter's crack pipe dream. Trump's going to look mean, which I like. You like it. But a lot of sissies nadler themselves about it. They know the media will declare Biden the winner, even if he's if his desiccated carcass collapses into a pile of dust. Maybe he doesn't skip the debate. Maybe he demands ahead of time that Welker commit to ask about Biden's manifest corruption and to follow up if she wants Trump to appear. And that gets the issue out there, gets people conscious of how the media is protecting the corrupt, crusty crustacean. And if she doesn't agree, Trump has taken Biden out of the picture this week for nothing. The dude seems to have called a permalid. Have you seen Biden out there anywhere doing anything? No. Trump's not afraid. Trump's not afraid of losing. He feels like he's got nothing to lose. He's still a billionaire. If he wants to win this race in order to finish the work he started. He really wants to finish the work he started, because he's never started anything and not finished it unless it either one failed or two succeeded. He doesn't want it to fail because he didn't get to finish. But you don't avoid ambushes because you're scared. You avoid them because you are bad. Because they are bad. Walking into an ambush. Let's talk about this Jeffrey Tobin cat. He was tubing the other day, and this just sort of reinforces my well-established position that our alleged establishment betters are a bunch of clowns. Where does a man who is in media, on television, right? I could see you maybe doing that in the middle of a phone call, maybe. But on television or on video, especially if you're in the televised imagery media, where do you get back, and where does this decision come into play where you say, I'm going to sit down to do this Zoom call, and you end up with your pants down around your penny loafers? What is that? And something happened in between those points in time that I'm not even going to try to wrap my head around. But I am going to ask, what the hell was he thinking? And obviously, because he wasn't thinking, because so often our garbage establishment members don't need to think. They get a pass on behavior that would destroy me and you anytime we tried it. No second chances ever. Now, Tubin got caught. And his misfortune is that he has to be sacrificed, because this can't be, if you pardon the expression, covered up. The establishment will occasionally cast aside members if they are of no use any longer, or if the crime is horrendous enough, and it's unclear if Tubin, who looks like a guy who would make ogres start bellowing nerd, was ever really useful for anything. Bad lawyers on TV are pretty common, and he's only distinguished himself by the transcendent badness of his bad takes. So his previous crime was allegedly trying to get some chick to abort her child, which is actually a plus for the left. This also reaffirms my iron law of leftist nudity. When a leftist gets naked outside of cable TV, it's never one of the hot ones. Just remember this one thing. The people lecturing you about how you are stupid and immoral and unworthy and how you are their inferiors are either people who think it's a fantastic idea to whip it out in the middle of a Zoom call, or who listen intently to and believe the guy who thinks it's a fantastic idea to whip it out during a Zoom call. You see, our betters are much, much worse. And I tie these two things together because this is the thing about the left that I really don't understand. They're out there, on the one hand, you got Hillary Clinton saying, never concede. And on the other hand, they're telling an incumbent he's going to try to steal an election. And they completely ignore all the norms of any election. This is really a very rough road to hoe for Joe Biden. He's got to get a guy, he's got to make the case for kicking a guy out. And I don't care what Cuomo says about with all the deaths here in New York because of Trump. I don't care what Gretchen Whitmer says when she gets out there and says, they were going to kidnap me and kill me because of Trump. None of that was because of Trump. All of that was because of you, governors. You killed all those people, Cuomo. Trump didn't do that. Gretchen Whitmer, nobody likes you. That's just your problem. They think he's been illegitimate from the start. And in the meantime, they are so wrapped up in themselves, they think nothing about doing something like something so distasteful. Listen, I'm not a prude, okay? I just don't see anybody with any sense doing something that should be done behind closed doors, doing it on a Zoom call. I don't know. I'm glad I don't have any hair because I'd be pulling it out right about now. Just thinking about this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The National Security Agency has issued a warning about potentially malicious actions from Chinese government hackers. The NSA is calling on the U.S. Department of Defense and its contractors to take extra security measures as Chinese government-sponsored hackers target computer networks used in the national defense industries. It's the first time that the NSA has directly acknowledged they were the subjects of Chinese state-sponsored hacking. New Jersey's governor is now in quarantine after coming into close contact with someone who later tested positive for coronavirus. Governor Phil Murphy was told about the positive test Wednesday at a press event and abruptly left to go self-isolate. Murphy says he'll be retested today after testing negative back on Monday. His predecessor, Chris Christie, was recently hospitalized for a week after contracting the virus. This is USA Radio News. Despite a stimulus package seemingly stalled, the outlook of the economy is pointed in the right direction, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNBC that while not every data point looks positive, the economy is progressing in the right direction.
The president will be campaigning on middle-income tax cuts, again, to provide incentives for people to return to work, to provide incentives for small businesses to open or reopen and provide new job opportunities. So, you know, 5 months, give us time. This thing, you can't rebuild it overnight. And I think some people are way too pessimistic about the economy. They may be in denial about the economy. But I think the overall outlook has improved immeasurably right now.
While Speaker Pelosi and the Trump administration continue to try to hammer out a deal, Senate Democrats have blocked the GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance, but it was blocked from moving forward along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Now this week, the New York Post published a bombshell story. And I need to point one thing out. Now, everybody's out there. Some of you are going, well, Bill, this is supposed to be a gun show. It is a gun show. What I'm trying to do is I'm doing my little part to make enough people mad to where they will go out there and vote. Because I don't want to see this turn into something else. I don't want to see it turn into a gun show that we haven't seen since the 1860s, if you know what I'm saying. And the informed warrior is the prepared warrior. So bear with me on this, okay? Hunter Biden's laptop was given to a computer repairman in Delaware. And the hard drive was copied and turned over to the New York Post. The Post found several alarming emails on this. The first was a communique from a Ukrainian businessman from the natural gas company Burisma, same company to which Hunter Biden would gain a reported $50,000 per month salary as a board member, despite knowing nothing about Ukraine or natural gas. The communique contained a businessman's thanks to Hunter for brokering a meeting with Joe Biden. Now that, in and of itself, was mildly damning, considering that Joe has blithely informed the world that he knew nothing of his ne'er-do-well son's foreign activity. What was more damning was an email thread that appeared to concern proposed compensation packages from the now-defunct CEFC China Energy Company. That thread identified Hunter as chair/vice-chair, depending on agreement with CEFC with a proposed equity split of 20 for H, presumably Hunter, and 10 held by H for the big guy, That would be Dad. A Fox News source privy to the thread confirmed that the big guy was Joe Biden. An apparent text from Hunter to one of his children containing this tantalizing suggestion, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. And all of this would, in a normal world, prompt the media to ask Biden about the emails. But instead, the media have heartily asked Biden, who has promptly dismissed all the questions, calling them a smear campaign, and even suggesting that a CBS reporter was biased against him. The New York Times' Maggie Haberman was ripped up and down for even tweeting a link to the Post story. Politico's Jake Sherman abjectly apologized for having tweeted the story. Other media members have overtly made the case that the story shouldn't be taken seriously. NBC News' Andrea Mitchell, who I don't even know how she finds her way to the studio anymore. What is it with the old white people that they keep while they're out there telling me I'm a racist? What's with that? Anyway, I digress. She reported that the email scandal could be Russian disinformation, which that's just making stuff up, you know. That's just making it up as you go. Politico reported that 50 former intelligence officials posited that the story was indeed Russian disinformation. They didn't bother to tell anybody who any of the one of the 50 were. And they followed the lead of Democratic Representative Adam I Am a Pathological Liar Schiff, who claimed without evidence that the Biden story was a Russian dirty trick. Despite the fact that Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe openly denied such speculation. Meanwhile, Biden has deployed his campaign surrogates to television to insist the reports are unconfirmed while he's taking a nap in the basement. Not one surrogate denied that the emails were authentic or bothered to explain them. But Biden hasn't had to explain. His protectors aren't relegated to the media. They're also, big tech's in on this too. They also, who quickly cracked down on dissemination of the Post story. Twitter banned tweeting of the link and suspended accounts that tried to spread it, including the White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. And then Facebook announced that even though the story hadn't been fact-checked or found to be false, they would suppress its reach in anticipation of such fact-checking, which would be done by a French company. Big tech is political, no doubt about it. They're not platforms, they're publishers. And they don't deserve the protections of Section 230. They need to be held responsible for what they do. But that's coming. There's also no doubt that the media's hesitancy to cover the Biden allegations is similarly political. Both big tech and the media, staffed thoroughly with Democrats, are gun-shy about the prospect of turning the election toward President Donald Trump. And if they err, they would rather err on the side of Joe Biden than the side of journalistic aggressiveness, which completely takes away any credibility you guys have. Last thing they want is getting the blame if Biden somehow blows the White House, which he blows it. It's not his. Anyway, this is people just trying to make it sound like it's his to win. And this is all deeply dangerous. At a time when our trust in media is already low, they have debunked themselves as neutral arbiters of fact. At a time when social media has consolidated unprecedented power to control the information seen by Americans, social media overseers have decided to bottleneck information they don't like. They are destroying themselves, like I said earlier. Americans rightly distrust the journalistic establishment, and they're right to. They're right to question whether they're being allowed to read stories that cut against the priorities of Silicon Valley. And the result of journalistic and social media overreach will not be Americans' quiet acquiescence to the new informational elite. If they're lucky, it will only be frustration and anger, maybe turning away, right? With these big tech giants, whenever they see something out there, if there's a new site that comes out or something that starts getting a little bit of traction, they'll buy it. So they're fairly secure in what's going on. So the only thing that can be done right now, and I know there's some people that dearly love Facebook, dearly love Google, and all these other things. These guys are cozy with the Chinese. We're going to talk about that later, but I mean, they're really cozy with the Chinese. And they have to be stopped. It's not a question of tamping them down. It's a question of stopping them in their tracks. They need to be regulated. I am not a big proponent of the government ever getting out there and regulating something, but this is something completely out of hand. Completely out of hand. With what I do, if I'm, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I don't get it right every time. If I ever tell you something that sounds fishy, you should look it up, go find a few sources, and then hit me with it, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and tell me what you found, and let me take a look at it, and then I'm going to be retracting what I said, because I don't like to be wrong. But when I'm wrong, it's a mistake. I'm not trying to deceive anybody. These guys are trying to deceive you. Not only are they trying to deceive you, a lot of you buy it. A lot of you buy this. The same little tricks that are going on right now where everybody thinks, well, Biden's got this one in the bag, is the same little trick where everybody out there thinks if you wear a mask, you're not going to catch COVID-19. Let me tell you, and here's the thing about COVID-19. If I've already tested for the antibodies. I've already had it. But if I hadn't already had it, I would want to catch it tomorrow to build that immunity to it, to get to that herd immunity thing. Because I don't believe the media when the things they talk about. I want to find out for myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, one of the things I do is I try very hard to stay in my lane. I shoot some video for YouTube. I don't claim to be, you know, Francis Ford Coppola while I'm doing it. I like to, you know, I do the radio show, you know, stuff like that. I do not go out and seek employment like calling as, you know, being a play-by-play guy at a sporting event, for example. Baseball, football. I don't really know enough about the game of basketball to make any sort of stab at that one. And this is me being honest about my ignorance. I don't know how to do that, so I don't. And what really infuriates me is when some guys who are at a level where they should be the same way, where they should be very happy to be where they're at and not, you know, not get out there and wax political. When they decide to wax political, they just, all they do is reveal what kind of jerks they are. Enter Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And it's being characterized as a hot mic moment. I think they knew what they were doing. I think they knew that they were live. They were mocking and complaining about a military flyover of an NFL game. Buck is an athletic no-load, and you know, Aikman had a football career. He wasn't an all-time great. He played on a great team, right? He has some Super Bowl rings. He's not, it's not like he's Joe Montana. It's not like he's Tom Brady. Joe Buck said, "That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work," as he voiced a critique of a military jet flyover before an NFL game on Sunday in Tampa, Florida. And Aikman said, "That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover," drawing Buck's dramatically intoned remark about the tax dollars being expended. These guys haven't got any idea about the right stuff of a military combat pilot, as told by the great author Tom Wolfe in his seminal work with the name The Right Stuff. He captures the pure ignorance of Buck and Aikman with the courage of military combat aviators. From his book, "There was much fashionably brutish talk of what dog-eat-dog and cutthroat competition they found there, but I, in the rare instances where one of these young men died on the job, it was likely to be far from choking on a chunk of Chateaubriand while otherwise blissfully boiled in an expense account restaurant in Manhattan." how many would have gone to work or stayed at work or on Cutthroat and Madison Avenue if there had been a 23% chance, nearly one chance in four, of dying from it. Gentlemen, we're having this little problem with chronic violent death. Buck is a blowhard lightweight, so the issue of an accomplished yet profoundly ignorant football player, Troy Aikman, should be addressed. In his one-dimensional universe, he mastered football. Sorta. Troy, meet the late United States Air Force General Robin Olds, West Point All-American, one of the most legendary fighter pilots in American aviation combat history. Tackle Olds dominated one platoon football with grit and determination, was easily as accomplished as Troy Aikman, but linemen seldom get the glory of being a quarterback. In 1942, Cadet Robin Olds was named by Collier's Weekly as the Lineman of the Year, and by Grantland Rice as Player of the Year. Grantland Rice was a very storied sports writer in his time. Olds was selected as an All-American as the Cadets compiled a 6-3 record, beating Lafayette College, Cornell, Columbia, Harvard, VMI, and Princeton, falling to Notre Dame, Penn, and Navy. In the Army-Navy game of 1942, which was played in Annapolis instead of Philadelphia, Olds had both upper front teeth knocked out when he received a forearm blow to the mouth while making a tackle. Olds returned to the game and reportedly was cheered by the Navy 3rd and 4th classes, which were assigned as Army cheering section when wartime travel restrictions prevented the Corps of Cadets from attending. In 1985, Olds was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame. Buck and Aikman, as far as I'm concerned, can take their arrogance and stick it. Military aviators cherish flybys. They perform missing man formations when one of theirs goes down as a form of saluting their lost comrade. When they take off every time, you know, they've got a veritable group of people trying to make sure that they have got the optimum aircraft underneath them. But if they have, you know, it's not like if they have a fan belt go down, they can pull to the curb. They're flying in a machine that is, I can't even imagine. I know a few guys that are pilots, and, when they tell you about the kind of things they can do, it's crazy. Dollar considerations do not even enter the equation of training and skill to get it right. Aikman may be clueless on what his fellow All-American College Football Hall of Famer Robin Olds did in combat. He was a triple ace from World War II to Vietnam. He had a total of 17 kills. His greatest legacy was carrying the fight to the Vietnamese Air Force in some very dark days of significantly bad tactical decisions. American fighter pilots are now part of the proud lineage of such great leaders as General Olds. His leadership in Operation Bolo, named for a Philippine fighting knife, made fighter pilot aviation history. Win a little something. I think I may be able to get some of this. Leading countless strategic genius operations, one of them codenamed Bolo, saw Olds and the pilots under his command take down half the MiG fighters the North Vietnamese had in service. It's difficult to confirm exactly how many kills Olds made in Vietnam. He knew that, were he to achieve A status by shooting down 5 enemy aircraft, he'd become the only pilot who'd done so in both World War II and Vietnam, and would swiftly be sent home for publicity duties. So he officially kept his count to 4 and handed credit to any additional kills to his other pilots. And the Air Force dictated that airmen be discharged after flying 100 missions. He quit logging his flights at 99, always demanding to join his men in the most treacherous sorties, eventually clocking up an incredible 152 missions during his 51 weeks in Vietnam. You think Joe Buck would do that? You think Troy Aikman would get up there and fly into that meat grinder? This kind of thing is on a whole different level. Professional athletes who I salute as, you know, being the outstanding specimens of the race that they are, this is not something they would do for the most part. There's a few out there that have done it. I mean, Pat Tillman did it, right? Pat Tillman had that. But this is the thing about the military. This is what the military does. When the military gets out there and they go, then they are operational, whether it's on the ground, in the air, on the ocean, whatever it is. They're going to fight until the last drop of blood, until the last drop of fuel, until the last round of ammunition, until the last beat of their heart. They're going to fight. And when you got a couple of guys sitting in a broadcast booth that have no concept of what that is, no idea. James Stewart was a pilot in World War II, and when he came back and when he made It's a Wonderful Life, he didn't really know if he wanted to continue acting. There's some scenes in there where he's looking absolutely crazed, where he channeled the fear that he felt when he would be in the air in combat operations. That's real stuff you see there. That's him pulling it back up to the forefront. So, there are some people in entertainment and sports that have done it. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. You two are not. You two are truly clueless about what you were talking about. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock 'em Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.